Hello there and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane and this is episode 15 of the Verzian Chronicles episodes in Star Wars The Old Republic. Before we get started, if you remember the last episode, we had just picked up HK-47 and we are traveling with Bastila, HK-47, as our translator droid. As we go to seek out the Sand People and figure out exactly what happened to Mission's brother. I want to quickly, before we get really started, quickly give a shout out to anyone who has been following my Patreon and following my other social media. It has been a blast making these videos, making these episodes for you, making these audios for you. And I can't even really talk about how much it enlightens me and how much it brightens my day to see other people, talking about it in the Discord or, letting me know how they like things behind the scenes, especially with the patrons. It's really, really awesome. And special shout outs to all of you who support me. It means a ton. And you can support me too by going check out patreon.com/KylieKane. It only costs $1 and you get early access to all early content up to and even past a month out. So, one more thing. I want to give a special shout out to the Starwind mod for Morrowind. It is a post or a contemporary to Knights of the Old Republic that takes place using the Morrowind engine. It is pretty fantastic. I played a little bit of it. I was actually complaining on next Saturday, doing a little bit of a live stream of it. And to show it off, because it's like one of the outside of the normal scheduled live streams. And I thought, ooh, this is pretty cool. I want to show it off. It was pretty awesome. I may either show it off next Saturday or next Wednesday. Really depends on how things roll out, because I've been doing a lot of recording and stuff like that. But yeah, check out Starwind for Open Morrowind. It's really good. So before we go, one more second. I just dumped Coke all over my body. I tell you, we're doing this live. We don't take anything out. Let's talk to the Jawa named Eziz. You there, of your kind. Can you help Eweez the Jawa? There are troubles from the ghosts among the sands. Could you be clearer? I am having trouble understanding you, my friend.
Statement. It is doubtful he can be clearer. Their language is difficult even for droids. He is using a trade language to try and help.
The trade is yours, not of Jawa. We must lose a language of trade because you listen complicated to what we say simply. Why wouldn't I understand your true language? It is not a problem for Jawa to have for you. You have the ears that do not listen. Okay, then what is it that you want, Jawa? Eziz, I am, leader of the tribe that is mine. You are the same in kind, a leader that stands before your tribe. There are troubles that we have. The sands made of giants. The giants made of sand. They are horned ghosts that take us away. Giants made of sand. Sand people? That is how you know them. Giants are different for us, we being smaller. People of sand are who I mean. So, Eziz, what do you want me to do? There has been given no help by the great group that digs with the machines, so Eziz asks you. I ask that you find us and then bring us away from the people of sand. We will then offer a trade with you. Long have we scavenged among you and those who came before. We have things you would like for this service. Okay. I'm looking for a thing called a star map. Could you help? These are things I know, yes. Those who came before, the guide to lights far away, I can tell you. Please, first help the Triad of Eziz to help among the people of the sand, and we will trade what you need. All right. I'll check it out then when I leave the city. Goodbye. Eziz hopes you have the luck you need. Now we need to go save Eziz's people. Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Let's talk to the gate guard.
You got authorization, you talk to Billen. Otherwise, leave the gate area.
Let's talk to Billin.
No one leaves Anchorhead without proper authorization.
Okay, where would I get authorization?
Only one place, and it means dangerous work. Go to the Zerka office for a hunting license. They sell them for Father's Lodge.
Okay, what do you know about Father's Lodge?
Father's is north of the Zerka office. You'll need a hunting license to deal with him. He'll just send you to the Zerka office to get one.
If it's my risk, why not just let me pass?
That's what you say now, but when the Sand people attack you, you'll be screaming for help. Besides, I couldn't let you pass if I wanted to. The gate lock needs to be swiped with your authorization. Sorry.
Okay, I'll go then.
See the Zerka office for authorization.
Yeah, you said that multiple times. Authorization, 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 authorize. Did we get the picture? Authorization. Is everyone following me? Yes. Neat. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just aggravating. Oh, my goodness. All right, so we now have to go back to the Zerka offices and convince her to give us a hunting license or convince her to let us leave the city because we made the money to get the droid, right? We made the money to get the translator droid. Now we're just trying to get out of the city. So back to Zerka offices we go. And we enter the Zerka offices. How much money do we have? We have a total of 4,000 credits. You know what? Let's do one more thing before we go any further. Let's do one more thing. There was a lady out here, and I typically wouldn't give her the money, but you know what? I'm going to feel nice. I feel nice right now. Let's talk with Sharina Fizark again.
You, please, have you reconsidered? I must sell this desert raid plate, but I have no license. Can you help?
What is a raid plate? How did you get it?
The bone plate from the head of the desert raid. He said he felt sure the next hunt would bring in more, so we waited.
What to do with this plate?
Will you buy it? You will?
I'll pay that in an extra 200. Good luck.
700 credit.
Thank you for helping this woman. It may not seem like such a great thing to you, but you are making a difference.
For whatever it means, may the Force be with you. You saved us.
Yeah. I don't know what we just got a desert raid plate. I don't know what it does. Let's go find out. It is a... I don't see it in the new... Show the new items. Crystal, Demand. Okay, that's a crystal here. Let's look through our items. Ikani Dueling Shield, Data Pad, Star Map from Dantooine. I don't see it. Anyway, here we go. Bantha Fodder, Shirena's Raid Plate. Okay, we'll keep it in our inventory for something else. It's probably fake. I would be willing to bet that it's fake. Anyways, let's talk to the protocol officer.
Greetings again from the offices of Zerka Corporation. Is this about bounties or something else?
Well, I need that hunting license.
As I said, we are no longer selling them. There are too many people cavorting about outside the walls as it is.
What is it you wanted me to do for the license?
The Sand people are becoming a problem. It's as if their chieftain has decided to wage war against us. If you agree to do this, I'll give you a hunting license now and pay a bounty.
All right. I'll agree to do this for you.
Excellent. Now, just so we understand each other, here's your license and a few directions. We believe you might try following one of our Sand crop.
All right, I'll get to it then. All right, so we got our hunting license. Oh, a swoop jock. I don't know. I know I don't have the crazy suicide park you're looking for. I just want to ask about bounties, my friend. All right. What do you have available for purchase then? A couple of life support packs. We can definitely grab a few of those. Those are going to be useful. Grab three or four of the advanced med packs. Zabrak battle armor. Let's go to sell. Cool. We're going to close. There we go. Cool beans. Do I have better equipment for HK? I don't think I do. I think that I got the best equipment I can have on him.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. All right. So now that I have a quote unquote hunting license, I need to see if I can sell this raid plate. It's probably not worth anything. It's probably not worth jack diddly. But let's go see if we can sell the raid plate. All right, so we're looking for someone named Faza. Hello, Faza. Well, a new face. Come to test your skill on the endless dunes of Tatooine. Faza's Lodge is the place to arrange it. This world may not have much, but it does have the meanest predators this side of the Galactic Rim, a hunter's paradise. I have something to sell you. So I see. This is the biggest desert raid plate I've seen in a season. Whoever got that was a skilled hunter. I'll give you a premium price for that one. I've got a buyer who put in a special request. Does 500 credits sound fair? Yeah, that'll do nicely. Thought it would. Do you have anything else to sell? Do you have anything else for sale and trade? Might have something. Wouldn't be much of a lodge if I couldn't keep the hunter stocked. Awesome. Ooh, Jurgen Kalta's carbine. It's a 4-11 energy rifle with a +2 physical bonus, attack modifier of 3. We got a blaster carbine, which is a 1d8 weapon. I don't think I've got any of those. What is this? 1d8. Blaster carbine is also 1d8 at threat. Hey, blaster rifle is a little bit better. Never mind. I was thinking, why would you pay 500? For something that is slightly worse. All right, armor reinforcement. That's pretty cool. We'll buy one of those, and we'll buy the scope as well. I think that's everything he can really sell me here. We'll buy a couple of the antidote kits. All right, there we go. And we got rid of the raid plate. I don't think we needed it anyways. So we lost 200 gold, 200 credits, I should say, not gold, but I think that's fair. That's fair. So we do need Gaffa sticks, and this is an enforceable contract for the Gaffa sticks from the Sand People. So what we need to figure out is we know the Sand People are sentient people, so we're not going to kill them, right? That's not how we do here, right? We're not that kind of person. What we need to do is see if we can talk with them, see if we can find a way to speak with them so that we can figure out what's going on, and maybe we can get a gaffa stick or two from them to hold up proper this. Anyways, I have proper authorization.
Well, let's see it. Come on.
Here's my hunting license.
All right. I'll just scan that and you're off. I'll keep it on file, too. Good luck out there. You'll need it.
All right, this is a lot of sand. Holy shit. There is so much sand here. And a lady standing in front of us. Let's talk to her.
Hello there. You're heading out into the desert? You're a hunter, right? You must be if you've been allowed to leave Anchorhead. When you see Tanis, and I know you old boys always stick together, tell him his wife hopes he enjoys the anniversary gift.
What do you mean by you old boys?
You're just another of his buddies from that hunting club. I know your kind. You all cover for each other, I bet. Well, he can do what he wants. He'll get what he deserves. I bought my own license just so I could see that he did.
You sound like you're planning to kill him.
Oh, I'm through planning. I just left him a little mess that he has to take care of. If he's smart, he'll be just fine. But he's not smart.
Okay. What's the anniversary gift you're speaking of?
Just a little something to remember me by. Something that symbolizes our years together. Something that will blow up in his face. Of course, he'll never understand how appropriate it is. He can't talk his way out of this one. He's not smart enough.
All right. What if he has a message for you?
Oh, I'll be long gone soon enough. The next shuttle to anywhere, really. I've had it with cleaning up his messes, repairing his droids. If he lives, he can try and get by on his own. I doubt he'll last long with no one to listen to his lies.
All right. Thanks for the information. I have to go.
I'm sure you do. Like I said, when you see him, tell him his wife Marlena says hello.
Okay, Marlena definitely has a chip on her shoulder. And I think I see the person we need to speak to off in the distance, with surrounded by 4 very unstable-looking droids. So let's kindly step that direction.
There's a Jawa scavenger walking past. Says the city has come and gone before. Everything does except we Jawa. Yeah, it looks like that the circa marker posts that we see in the distance. And this, it's literally just a ton of sand. Like, the outpost was really neat. It was an outpost with a lot of buildings and stuff like that. But this is nothing but sand in any every direction. We have a guy
there. Could you help? I seem to be doomed.
That guy just yelled at me. I think that's the guy we were need to speak to. Yeah, that's Tanis. I do see a sand crawler in the distance that looks like it's been attacked. But let's see if we can't help Tanis out of his really dumb mess. Hello, Tanis.
Hey there. Thanks for stopping. I appreciate it. I've been stuck without water for hours. Wasn't looking good. I don't remember you from Faz's club. You new to Anchorhead? Could you maybe help me get out of here?
You're Tanis, right? Your wife says hello.
I'll bet she does. She's decided I finally worn out my welcome and she's fixed my droids to do her dirty work.
Commentary. One would hope the female is better at repairs than Yukalaka. I still would like to crush his neck, Master.
I triggered some sort of trap she programmed. She probably figured I wouldn't be smart enough to get out. Yeah, she was right.
Okay. So, you sit back and let your droids do the hunting then?
You know, now really isn't the time for a lecture. Of course, I might be more receptive after I'm rescued.
That just doesn't seem very sporting, does it?
Look, friend, some may talk about honor in the hunt, but they still sell their trophies.
All right, so why would she do this to you?
Something about me not following her archaic rules for proper conduct in a marriage. I swear I never saw this coming.
Okay, you don't seem too concerned about what triggered this, though.
Hey, I'm the victim here. I'm not sure how divorce works where you're from, but this is a little extreme, don't you think?
All right, so what do you want me to do?
The wife put a kink in my battle droids. They're in some sort of discharge loop. And if I move from this spot, they're threatening to blow up. She knew I wouldn't know how to fix them. Could you try to do some repairs? They don't care if you move. It's just me who's stuck.
I say leave him.
You're pretty heartless for such a pretty lady, you know?
I take it back. Let's congratulate his wife.
Commentary. I say we blast the meatbag and save you the trouble, Master.
What's with all the droids lately? My wife get to you, too?
Negative. I just don't like organic meatbags. Except for the Master, of course.
I'd, really appreciate a bit of help. Please?
I'll help. You know what? Even though I don't like you, I'll try to help you, okay?
Just access each droid's repair interface. You'll have to do some tinkering, but be careful. One explosion, I can survive. Any more than one, and I'm dead. Oh, and ignore the message Marlena left in there. No way do I deserve this, I swear.
All right, let's take a look at this message. We're going to quickly save it, and let's start playing with these droids. We have a KX-12A battle droid, KX-12B. Let's start with the A. All right. All right, battle droid interface, systems failure, group integrity threatened. Running slime ball must die subscript. Authorization, Marlena 1. Let's play back the special message from Marlena.
Having fun on the dunes, Tanis? I made sure you would. Here's the deal. Your precious droids have trapped you. They'll hold you until you die of thirst. Make a mistake while repairing them, they explode. Have a good death. My mother was right about you.
Okay. I'm not sure what her mother said, but let's take a listen. Let's take a look at the access, the droid systems, system status, and repair functions. All right, we can do an automatic repair, which takes 5 parts. We have 5 parts, but let's take a look at that diagnostic mode and see a manual repair what it was all about. All right, scanning. Node 1 reports node 2 has failed. Node 2 reports node 3 has failed. Node 3 reports node 2 has failed. Two of the above are definitely false. Compare logic to identify the only memory mode that could be correct. All right, so if memory node reports that node 2, memory, if 1 reports 2 has failed, 2 cannot be correct. Okay? If 2 failed, 3 cannot also be failed. If 3 failed, so 3 Can report two as correct. But that means two and one are incorrect. So let's say node three is reporting accurately. I think that's the case. Reconfiguring memory nodes, applying changes, analyzing. Oh, shit. The answer is not that one. That is incorrect. We're going to reload and try again. That sounded right to me. All right, let's try that one more time.
Anyone out there?
Okay, hello. Let's check the battle droid. Access subsystem here. Enter diagnostic mode. All right, try this. Let's talk this through. Maybe I'm stupid, okay? I'm also stupid. We get it. Node 1 reports node 2 failed, right? All right, so we've got node 1 points to 2. Node 2 points to 3. Node 3 points to 2. Okay. So node 3 and node... So only... So two above them are false, okay? All right. So if 1 and 3 are false... Oh, I'm an idiot. That's node 2. Node 2 is the correct one. Duh. Okay, subsystem. They're returning to normal. And awaiting group reinitialization. We're going to check here we go. We're going to exit and terminate the interface. One of them has succeeded. Let's go check out Battle Droid B. All right, let's see if Marlena's put a different message on this one.
Having fun on the dunes, Tannis?
She did not. All right, second one is scanning heat dissipation system. Data missing from prime values. Listing data, 2, 3, 5, 11, 13, 17, 19. All right. Recalibrate the system by determining which value is missing from the above list. I don't remember my primes right offhand, but 2, 5, 2, 3, 5, let's double check our information here. That's not what I wanted to do. I didn't mean to do that. That was dumb. Let's try here. 2, 3, 5. So, wait. Prime. I think it's one. Numbers list. Let's look at our prime numbers list. 2, 3, 5, 7. 11, 13, 17, 9, it is 7. The answer is 7. And that is correct. The answer is 7. I was thinking, wait. 2, 3, 7 is a prime. Duh. All right, let's move on to the next one. We are checking out C and seeing what C is. Enter diagnostic mode. Okay, so power cell, here's the question for C here. Power cell drain must not exceed total. Different motivators measure the same total energy pool as either 300 pulses or 180 large pulses. Upper error. Okay. The must not exceed total. Okay, so there's 300 small pulses in a thing or 180 large pulses total. Upper motivator used 100 small pulses. Okay. All right. So that is 1/3. All right. So 1/3 is how many was used. 1/3 of the small pulses, which 1/3, we're going to keep saying 1/3 over and over again. 1/3 puts us at 120 large pulses remaining. And that was correct. There we go. And the last one, let's check it out real quick here. The last one, let's access it and enter the diagnostic manual. Okay, the scanning memory nodes, we have 4, 14, 11, 14, 3, 1, 14, 1, 3, 21, 14, ?? Descriptive number progression corrupted. To recalibrate, determine the correct progression by describing the previous entry. All right, so we have 1, 4. We have 4. Then we have 1, 4. Okay, we have 1, 4. Then we have 1, 1 and 1, 4. Then we have 3, 1s and 1, 4. Then we have 1, 3, 2, 1s and 1, 4. All right, So that'll be three ones. Hold on. The next one would be three ones, 1, 4, 1, 2. It would not be 1, 2, 1, 4, though, would it? Hold on. Let me, I might need to write this down. This is a weird one because it's progression, right? And it makes sense in my head, right? So you got to do the first one is it's 1, 1. So you go in order. So it'd be 3 1s. And then it would be 1, 3. 1, 2, and 1, 4. Then you have 2 3s. 4 1s. 1, 2, 14. And that should be correct. And that was correct! And all four are successful. Let's talk to Tannen and see what he says.
That was unpleasant. Thanks for your help. I'd have been a goner. Hey, and the old bat thought I was dead. You never asked me for anything, but I consider my life worth something. Please, take this. I insist.
This will be fine. Good luck, my friend.
Thanks again. I doubt any of those uptight hunters would have helped, and I doubt the wife is coming back. I'm heading back to the shop. I hope she left the manuals for these things behind. Ungrateful little...
Should we have done that? Meh. But we really should have. I know Bastil was heavily against it, but that's just... You don't leave someone out to die. That's really kind of bad, right? All right. So now, out in these deserts, really the only kind of landmark we've got... is that sandcrawler. So let's go up there and see what we can find. We found a skiff out here and a corpse out in the desert. A small sand group of sand people ambushes as we're going towards the corpse. Okay. It looks like they are just warriors, and I don't like to say, hey, let's kill them off. But they kind of have attacked us, so we will... return in kind, sadly. 100 experience, 200 experience. And 300 experience. That was 400 experience on that one. All right, let's... That is very sad. Let's go check that corpse real quick, then. That was all in self-defense, of course. We've got credits and adrenal strength. No big deal. All right, does these guys have any...
How can I help?
All right.
Then
I was going to see if any of these had remains on them, which we could probably get some stuff from. Bantha fodder, sand people clothing, and a blaster rifle. Okay, we can work with that. What about the other two? Did they have anything? Never mind. I'm sorry, Bastila. I didn't mean to click you. All right, so we do have some sand people clothing now. Which will help, but we need sand people clothing for everyone, I think, before we do anything. So we still need a few more pieces of sand people clothing. And it's a little odd that I'm not really seeing a way to get more sand people clothing because the other bodies here are not letting me do that. Okay. So we're going to continue our walking towards the skiff, or the, what is it called? It's called a sand crawler, which I wonder if this sand crawler is a Circa sand crawler or a Jawa Scram sand crawler, because I know Jawas also have the sand crawlers in the newer fiction, but I don't know if they had the sand crawlers back in this day. Anyways, so we have a miner captain, and a refuse pile here. Let's check with the miner team captain.
It doesn't matter. Can you handle a blaster? It may attack again at any second. I doubt we could hold out on our own against another wave of them.
I'm assuming that this was done by the sand people?
You would be right. Came out of nowhere. Wait, damn it. Here they come again. How did it do that?
All right, hold on. Looks like we do have a faction of sand crawlers coming at us right now. Sand people coming at us, so let's deal with them. These are warriors. 100. Sadly. We're going to pause it real quick and move over into power attacking as we take out the last sandcrawler. And another wave has begun this direction. And we're going to begin with our power, trusty dusty power attacks. Because power attacks just work. And the experience is nice. This is now wave three of the sand people that are attacking. And I kind of wish we had a way to talk with them and tell them to stop attacking us. But they are attacking us first. And we are defending ourselves out of a sheer need to do so. As we heal ourselves. We continue to heal ourselves, and I gained a level. Alright, I gained a level, so let's level up. Check our attributes, we gained level 12, so very good. We're going to go up. I think we're going to take the next two levels in Charisma. And actually, it says Wisdom. You know what? Wisdom might be good, too. I think I'll take Wisdom. That's fine. All right. So, recommended for this next level up is Computers. And we're not going to be doing that. We're going to be taking another level in Persuade because, we're the only one that can persuade. Now, we're going to look at our power list here. We can take Force Push. That's neat. Force Push leads into Force Whirlwind, which leads into Force Wave. I'm not a biggest fan of Force Push. What I'm more interested in is the Advanced Lightsaber Throw, which is awesome. We'll take that, and then we'll close this out, and we'll go talk to the mining team.
Thanks for your help. I don't think we'll try holding this position for much longer. We're not soldiers. Did the company send you? It's about time they drove these animals out.
We've agreed to try to stop the Sand People attacks, yes.
Well, you've got a lot of work ahead of you. Do you know about their enclave in the south? Don't even try to go near it. They've taken all the Zerka weapons that were supposed to protect our sandcrawlers. That place is a fortress, a death trap. You'll have to find some way to sneak into the place. Glad it's not my job.
All right, I have to go, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so do we. There's no way we're repairing this thing while getting attacked over and over. The desert can have it. Ah, the Jawas will salvage it eventually anyway. Then we can buy it back and start over. Makes sense to me.
Okay, well, that's disappointing. Let's check this salvage pot, this refuse pile here. Nice stuff. Nothing too amazing. And we're looking at the bodies to see if we can't get an audience into this place here. There is a lot of sand. I'm just telling you, a ton and a ton and a ton more of sand in every single direction. There is a couple skiffs out into the east, and there's some monsters out to the west, some sort of enemies. And another small group of sand people engage us as we are walking towards the beast that looked like giant frogs. These are holy warriors. We're going to do advanced lightsaber throw. And then we'll prep the power attack. All right. Oh, shit. All right, these are holy warriors. These are elite holy warriors. Holy shit in a stick. Okay. Life support pack, go. Actually. Life support pack, go.
I'm here.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Life support pack, go.
Unsuccessful attempt.
And the entire party got killed. Well, That was cool.
Anyone out there?
Wow, that was intense. All right, let's do the battle droids again. Let's fix this again. This is absolutely wild. I just that makes me go, huh? What the hell just happened? We just got destroyed. Something fierce. It was kind of impressive how badly we got destroyed by that thing. I don't know. It just kind of blows my mind a little bit. Just kind of blows my mind. All right.
Thanks.
All right. So we just finished that mission up again. I don't remember what he gives us. I think he gives us some items. No, it's 100. It's 400 credits. It's no big deal. We're about to fight our first group of sand people. So we're going to do this fight real quick. And I'm also, while I'm talking about it, I'm going to turn it down in my... I don't think this will affect you guys that much, but it may stop with the clipping that you may have been hearing through this episode. So this was just a throw lightsaber attack. So what the problem we had was we ended up fighting four of them in a row, which was just bad. There was a holy warrior, which is a high level warrior. What the heck am I stuck on? Plus a couple low level warriors. It was a mess. It was just a mess and a half. So that's fine. Plus, we really just had there was no way we were surviving that. I noticed that HK is not healing.
Sure.
Okay. All right, let's do the minor subplot again, which is just saving them, preventing them from getting killed.
You would be right.
All
right. Out of nowhere.
And here they come.
Here they come again. How did they...
And this is just a waves of sand people battles. There. All right, there we go. There's the first wave down. Second wave's coming this direction. Let's do a heal. And open up with a flurry. First one instantly fell to the flurry. That was actually impressive. And especially since flurry should only be two attacks, if I'm not mistaken. But it may be with a base attack bonus, like three attacks. Which is fine. Because all it does is grant you one extra attack. And here comes the third set. Yeah, that's just a second attack. But it's like 23 damage for that second attack. Third one dead. And I leveled up just like I did last time. Very good. Level up. Same thing. We're going to level up wisdom. Okay. Take our skills in persuasion. And we're going to take... Actually, I want to take heal instead of a damage attack. Because heal does more. Does more for us. All right, let's tell the Mining King character to get out of here.
Well, you'll have.
All right, so do you think about the desert? Get out of here. Go bye-bye. Thanks. All right, so we're, of course, going to quick save it because we didn't do that last time. And that's important. Always quick save it after you foobar something. And I was wondering if we could actually enter the sand cruiser. We cannot. There does not look to be a way to open the sand. cruiser. That was something that I really enjoyed about games at the time. Is the fact that you could often just like enter like what was it? Knights. I had one blow up in my face. Those are always fun. Let's just heal. 26 on that heal. That's very nice. And I'm just going to check these refuge piles.
Don't let me die under here, please.
Hello. Don't let you die. Who? Where are you at?
Please help.
Ha ha! Snort. You got me now. Squee. Did good. Ambush you. Pay 500 credits. And if I refuse to pay you anything. It isn't tough to figure out, you know. You don't pay, we bury you here. Yeah, out in the sand. Perhaps I could persuade you not to do this. What? Why would you stop you? You look pretty weak right now. Plus, we got you good. All right, if you let me go, I'll tell others how smart you are. No way he'll let you go. In fact, you think you should shut up now. Yeah, we're sick of you. We'll do the talking. And we're fighting the three assholes. In the three, and we need to heal now. Come on, heal. Heal. Alright, one's dead. Really, I literally have been fighting this one two by myself. And now, okay, so I took out two by myself, while Captain Genius over there took out one. Okay, anyways. Well, that was, we just killed three hunters that assaulted us. And remember, they assaulted us, not the other way around. You know what? The more I think about it, the more, you know, I really like the idea, because I get a plus three, right? But I'm getting hit anyways. So, you know what? We may just do something later. There is a mod that I have, a mod. Yeah, it's effectively a mod that allows me to change up skills and stuff like that out, like refocus skills and stuff like that. And I'll probably do that off camera to switch from dueling to the opposite of dueling. What's the opposite of dueling? All right, we have a bunch of sand people warriors in this sand area. I don't want to fight them if I don't have to. So let's see if we can bait that other ambush out and win the fight. That would be nice. So we're going to use shields.
What can I do?
Shield.
What?
Shield. And then I'm going to use a battle stimulant. All right, let's go. Let's see if we can bait them out. Does this bait them out? I know it's walking near this corpse that baits them out, if I'm not mistaken. No? Well, it didn't bait them out, but we did bait out the desert wraith. And these are only 40 experience apiece. But they hit hard. Let's see what they eat. They ate a desert raid skull plate. These are the skull plates we got earlier. Let's throw our lightsaber at one of these desert raids. The other one's coming at us. And the only problem that I had heard is that master dueling almost requires master flurry as well. I think it all does. So I may have to examine what skills I've unlocked. And what we'll have to examine that really closely. Can I not touch this refuge pile? I guess not. All right, let's heal up. and just take a look at the feats and stuff like that, what's going on. This corpse did not have any ambush attached to it. It was just a corpse. All right. But we do see a lot of sand folk near the bottom there. Ah, we've finally triggered the sand ambush. What we were trying to do earlier is trigger the sand people ambush. As I know, these are four. All right, they all. All right. They're elite warriors. Here we go. Let's begin our combat. Oh, wow. Bastila got killed almost immediately. That ambush seems to be a lot harder than any other ambush I've actually dealt with, which is weird. So what I want to do real fast is, why can't I... hello? I can't control the game. Like, legitimately, I can't control the game. The game just stopped functioning. Does anyone want to tell me why the game just stopped functioning? Hello? Now I'm curious. The game just actually stopped working. Which I wouldn't be so bad, mad, so aggravated by it, but that is a little annoying. Either way, what is the, I know what that is. Let's see if we can relaunch it. Hold on. Maybe? There it goes. It's relaunching. Yeah, it completely locked up. And then it wouldn't let me, relaunch it for some reason. We fixed it. All right. So, apparently my KOTOR Switch controller functionality just kicked in for some reason. All right, so we know where the trigger is. It's somewhere in this general area. All right, we found the trigger. Cool. All right, we found the trigger. Awesome. All right, what we're going to do is I'm going to pause it for a brief second.
Whoever steps on this, shock.
All right, let's start with stasis. There we go. All right, looks like she's in pain. I'm very confused on why Bastila gets killed so quickly. Ready. Yeah, Bastila just goes down really fast. I may need to control the entire party because Bastila just drops like super fast. It's like she's not doing the correct attack motion or something like that, but she just gets wrecked almost immediately. It's really not even funny how quickly she drops. Let's start with energy shield on myself. You have other powers, like force shield. Why aren't you using it?
Yes?
All right, there we go. We've used her force shield. Okay, she's got her force shield up. All right, cool. Because I know she's got like little to no health, right? And that's understandable. We're gonna go stamina, alacrity, and
let's make this quick.
All right, so she still went down incredibly fast for no reason. Yeah, no, the whole group falls down. It's kind of wild how quickly these guys take us out. I would say it's even wilder, but yeah, they That is kind of wild how quickly. Yeah, no, they just rock us. Almost like we need to go to another planet or do something else. I'm not going to go here. We're going to go towards the other corpses here and see if these sand people will talk to us. No, they will not.
You cannot win.
They will not, but we may be able to get an outfit from these guys instead of having to fight with the Holy Warrior tribe down there. Let's go with the stasis. Okay, cool. Just step into the fight. That's cool. It's really problematic when Bastila, using her two blades, is really not hitting for shit right now. And I think this is why someone said Master... you really had to do Master Flurry for it to be worth a damn. Nope, we gotta run. Run. No, wow, okay. Why are these... Okay, yeah, so we do have a problem. We have a sand people problem. That are destroying us. We actually cannot progress at this point without dealing with that really, really, really bad problem. I think let's see here. Can we change the party out here? We can. Let's go with Carthonassi. Let's remove her. Let's pull out... Sorry, Bastila. We're pulling out Mission and Carthonassi for right now, right? And we're going to take a look at their inventories and make sure they're well equipped. Okay. So 23. She's got Zalba's. She's got a pretty decent. It's only 3 to 12, but that's fine. I've got a... Okay. Yeah. And we're okay. We're all right. It's all good. And nobody is deciding to,
what?
Do anything dumb. That's what the goal is. All right, come here, everyone. We're going to get some healing on. Cool. Everyone's got the healing on. Everyone's healed up. Nice. Do it one more time. Yeah, for the good of the team. Yeah. We're going to save it real fast. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to take a look. See here. What we're going to do, so we pulled out Mission and Karth, who are my long-ranged specialists. And now we have the sand people ambushing us, right? So what our goal now is to survive by ourselves. All right, Karth, handle it.
You'll never get me.
All right, they are actually putting in some work. That's okay. I said putting in some work, didn't I? Shit. Oh, okay. Putting in some work literally means not a damn thing. Because we just got destroyed. Again. Okay. Well, I thought this would change. I thought this would change how everything went. It did not, however. It did not change a damn thing about any of that went. So it is very frustrating. We are in a very frustrated position right now. Where we cannot seem to do enough damage... fast enough to take these guys out. It's really weird. Oh my goodness, it's so weird. I do not understand it. So the tricks I used to use. So I don't know if it's a level 10 thing.
What?
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I don't know how, but it literally, yeah, no, without even, yeah, it's so wild. We got stasis somehow. And apparently we've broken the game, which is fun. Those are fun. Fun to break the game. But yeah, so that was after multiple attempts. We're now in a position where we're just not competing at any sort of level that is able to keep up. So my curious question is, what about this, what looks to be near infinite and we just had a ice thing.
Down you go.
And now I'm using two lightsabers and seeing if that helps. I don't think it is.
I'll show you.
So it's really odd, and they just stasis her. I do not understand how they're stasising anybody. They've got a stasis ability that is really odd. Okay. Nope. And we're dead again. I'm just going to try to run away right now. And hopefully... I was going to try to run away as far as I can and see how far I could get before the game was like, nope, they'll stop following you now. They're still following me, by the way. We're done. We're going to disengage. And it looks like they are done. Which is wild. Absolutely wild. I am at a loss for words on how strong these these sand people are.
You asked for this.
And we're just having to kill them individually one by one, and it's absolutely wild.
You asked for this.
All right. Okay. So we're going to try to get close enough to our rest of our party to try to revive them. I can't say that we'll make it. Okay, hold on. Got items? Okay, cool, 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 cool. All right, get out of here. Get out of here. Now we've got the item. We got the item we're looking for. That's okay. Hold on. Hold that thought. What we're going to try to do right now is we're going to try... Okay, we've got to disengage in combat. That's where we got to get out of combat, right? So what we did is we ran up to grab one of the remains and immediately grabbed one of the Sith, one of the their cloaks, right? Because that was my only thought process, is we got to get away far enough away to grab one of their cloaks. Jesus Christ, there's four of them that are following me. How far will they go? They'll continue following you. They'll just keep going. They are nothing if not persistent. Jesus Christ. Okay. Hello. Can we not try to kill me? That'd be great.
Oh.
Come on. All right. We got two killed. We're having to kill them like one at a time, and it's absolutely annoying. Anyways, okay. Cool. Can I switch gear now? Oh no, I'm still technically in combat. Okay. Can I do it now? Okay. Sand people clothing. Okay. All right, so we need one more pair of sand people clothing, actually. So let's see if we can find one more set. We got the set. Okay, cool. We're just going to grab the gaffy sticks while we're at it, because they have been attacking me. I am not going to begrudge anybody for making me money. That's all I'm saying right now. I'm going to take some money where I can get it. As much as I hate the fact that I'm like, these people have been attacking me. All I was trying to do was talk to them. That's all I was trying to do. And they just continuously attacked me, my party members and whatnot. And they have been continuously assaulting us over and over again. And all we're trying to do is get close enough to survive. Okay. That's it. That's all we're trying to do right now. So mine spotted. Now that I'm wearing their suit, their gear, their stuff, right? Can I get close enough to revive my other two party members? Apparently the answer is yes. No. Apparently the answer is no. The answer is a hot no. All right, we're just hoping for a good couple shots. Come on.
Time to rumble.
All right, we got one down, and we got to fight the other one off. Mission is laying at my feet, literally almost dead, and it is quite disconcerting. And we're having an old Mexican shootout right now. Come on now. Come on. Come on. And we got him. Okay. We got this. All right. Everyone is alive. Everyone's alive. Everyone's alive. Thank you, Cheese Louise. Everyone's alive. Okay. You get some sand people clothing, and you get some sand people clothing.
Yeah?
What?
Yeah. What? All y'all suck. Alright. Alright, so I healed everybody. That was kind of outrageous how badly that went. That just went badly. That just went badly all the way around. But now we're actually wearing the gear we need to be wearing, I think. So my goal right now is probably I'm going to, now that I've got, what I need, we're going to switch party members. Oh no, we're not. We will be switching party members real fast, right? And then we're going to be coming back next episode with one less Karth in tow, one more HK droid in tow, and we're going to be taking a gander.
Ready?
Yeah.
As a mission will be our resident recover mines, because we can use that for Bantha fodder later. It's important, I promise. As we recover Bantha's food for, we recover mines as we make our way into the sand people territory in our sand people clothing. We've defeated multiple sand people. We've made it. We've done it. The only ones we didn't defeat were the Holy Warriors, and we'll talk about that later. Anyway, if you like what you heard, if you like listening to this kind of content, please put me up anywhere on the internet. Let me know. I'm glad to hear about it. My name is Kylie Kane. This has been episode 15, I believe, of Knights of the Old Republic. Can't wait to see you on the next one when we enter the Sand People territory and find out exactly what their demands and wishes are. I'll see you then. Bye-bye now.